Christopher Isherwood of the New York Times called the New York premiere of a play called Gabriel a taut, superlatively acted production full of sheer polish, narrative dash, and dramatic brio. It's a production of the Atlantic Theater Company, and it's just been extended through Sunday, June 20th. With me now are the incredible actors Lisa Emery and Zach Grenier, who play an important role in making it so thrilling to watch. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Thank you.
And it's just this one of these ironic things that happens. I just had two British actors who speak with American accents, and now I have two American actors who speak with foreign accents.
Yeah, I'm going to try and keep my regular voice.
I appreciate that. Gabriel is set in Guernsey, which is a Channel Island. Most people associate Guernsey with cows. How far is it from the rest of the British Isles?
It's right in the English Channel, closer to France, I'd say.
Right. But it's also Guernsey and Jersey. Of course, Jersey cows and Guernsey cows.
That's where those cows come from.
Yes.
But it's also close enough to France for the Germans to have occupied it. Is this the only part of Britain that the Germans occupied?
Right.
That's right.
The only, I forget exactly what it's called. It's called something besides, you know, an isle of the British Isles, but it's some sort of
like a colony, but not
right. And in 1940, they withdrew their troops. I think it was something like 9 days before they realized that they couldn't protect those islands, and they withdrew, and they had the evacuations, and they withdrew the military, and the Germans came in and occupied it until the end of the war.
Bombed it and then invaded and occupied.
In preparing for these roles, would you do much research or just trust the text?
Well, the text is very deep and complex and gives you an awful lot, but we did our share of reading, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the play opened up a whole world that I knew nothing about, and so I got so interested in it and started reading a lot. And
well, it's a 13-year-old play by Maura Buffini, and it's just wonderful, and I wonder why it's taken so long for it to come to this country.
Beats me, but she's done a lot of work on it in those 13 years. It's changed, I think, gotten much better, much tighter, and more thrilling.
Well, your character, Jean Becquet, is quite a survivor, but always resentful of the fact that she has to do all sorts of things to survive. How would you describe her?
I would describe her as very much a survivor. I mean, she's someone who's used to a certain way of living and lots of money and a very elegant house and life, and she watches the Nazis come in and take her home over, the Hermitage, and she's reduced to living with her housekeeper and her housekeeper's little hut on the grounds of the Hermitage.
With her daughter and her daughter-in-law. And
yes.
They complicate the situation, along with the fact that the daughter-in-law finds a mysterious man on the beach.
Yes, mysterious man who's badly wounded and who has absolutely no idea who he is.
And we don't know whether he's British or English. I mean, British or German.
Yeah,
throughout the whole play.
Don't know. He could be either.
Zach, you play Major von Funz. Mm-hmm. And it could have been quite easy to do the caricature of a Nazi. But it's just an incredibly controlled performance. Was it something you were aware of you didn't want to do the Von Klink kind of performance here?
Right. When I started working on the accent, I thought, oh, dear, here we go. But we also had a wonderful, Ben Fury is a wonderful dialect coach. And when I read the play, I was so excited about the idea of doing that character because it is not written as a cliche. Sort of a unique oddball in the German army.
Well, he writes poetry, and he comes across as possibly quite decent. We keep on hoping that he hasn't bought into the Nazi idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, he also was raised in a very cultured fashion in Germany, and His favorite thing was his treasury of English verse, which is a very interesting aspect to him, I think. He also was brought in, he was transferred from the extermination camps in Poland. And these are things you discover. I don't want to give too much away.
We don't, but what we can give away is that you speak German in this play, and you speak it. It sounded to me quite well. Had you spoke German before?
When I was at the University of Michigan, I took a German course, but I almost failed out of it because I was in seven plays, and they sort of told me to go to a theater school. So I've always been very interested in the language. I find it fascinating. But the thing that makes me nervous sometimes is when I meet a German audience member afterwards, and I immediately start apologizing.
And what do they say? I would assume
they say it's fine. It's fine.
<It's funny. laughs> Well, actors do that. I once had Tony Shalhoub and Stanley Tucci here to talk about The Big Night. And Tony Shalhoub's Italian, speaks a lot of Italian, and it was so perfect that Stanley Tucci started improvising in Italian. And Tony would look at him like, what are you saying? Because he knew his lines, but he didn't know
Italian.
He didn't speak Italian. The gentleman who plays Gabriel also speaks German. So his name is Lee Aaron Rosen. Was that a consideration when parts are being cast? Because he's just perfect for the part.
Made the assumption. Lee is an extremely intelligent and actor who has a very good work ethic. And he was able to come up with it. He was coming up with it the first week. I was saying, oh, my goodness, what
am I going
to do? I
think he really started studying early on before we started rehearsing.
Started studying German.
Yeah, or at least learning the phonetically.
Mm-hmm. My guests are Lisa Emery, who plays Jean Becquet, and Zach Grenier, who plays Major von Funz in Gabriel at the Atlantic Theater Company's production of Gabriel at 336, is it 336 West 20th Street at the Linda Grove Theater?
That sounds right. Something like that. It's between 8th and 9th on 20th.
And the stage is on a slant.
Yeah, two ways. It slants two different ways. It's
back to front and
side to side.
Yeah. That must give you a bit of your feet a bit of a workout.
It gives every little bit of your body a bit of a workout, Leonard.
And why do that? To make it more difficult for the actors?
Yes. I think the idea behind it, and I think it's really successful, is that we are in a very precarious position in the middle of the sea, and our world is upside down, and I think that's what the set is saying.
Well, when we enter, we hear the sea. Over the loudspeakers until the play begins. The two of you have this elaborate dance around each other, and we can't quite tell whether you're attracted or repulsed by this German officer.
Or maybe both.
Uh-huh.
Attracted and repulsed.
Yes.
And then it gets complicated when your daughter Estelle, who's played by Libby Woodbridge, keeps playing really awful practical jokes on the major.
Yes, she's definitely a little terrorist.
I refer to her as the poltergeist at one point.
You have an amazing scene with her when you're trying to get her to return this notebook in which you seem to treasure more than anything else. Mm-hmm. You say it's just a book of poems. We later discover, as you said earlier, that there's more stuff in there. But it's fascinating to see this major in this struggle of wills with this child.
Well, one of the things that David S. Bjornson, who directed it, was very concerned about with this character in general, and especially in that scene, was the idea that you have this fellow in these boots and this Nazi uniform with this bizarre haircut.
Which you had to have your hair cut that way, right? You can't just do a wig?
Well, no. This one, you need this haircut, I think.
Do people look at you when you walk down the street?
Well, I wear a hat. Or actually, when I don't wear a hat, yes, you're right.
You know, it's like the Eric von Stroheim haircut.
Right, exactly, yeah. And that was a wonderful model. I actually watched, that great World War I film, Grand Illusion.
Grand Illusion.
A few weeks before I started. But anyway, back to this scene, the one thing that David was trying to offset was the obvious terrifying image of this middle-aged Nazi walking around this little girl who, played by Libby, is extraordinarily powerful in her way, in her little girl way. And she has tremendous will, and it's part of what drives the play forward. But that was one of the things that we tried to offset, is to try to keep that... how do you go about balancing that a little bit so it's watchable?
I remember David saying to you one time, no, don't do that. That's too Nazi.
Yeah, right.
Well, one of the things you do to throw us off balance is you probably have about 80 different laughs in this play, ranging from you're really laughing to this is not funny at all. And the nuances are just stunning. Alicia, you've been on Broadway in some classic plays, The Women, Present Laughter, Lanford Wilson's Burn This, Dinner with Friends. Obviously, you love theater.
Yes, I do. I do love theater.
So when you get a script, do you just say, yes, I want to do it, or does it have to be something special like this? Because this is a wonderful role for you.
It is a great role, and they don't come down the pike all that often, so... When you see one, when you read a script like this, then I say yes to myself. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I go and audition, either blow it or get it.
Well, you also in a number of Law and Order segments, weren't you?
Yeah, have been.
CI, SVU?
Yeah. If you're around New York long enough, then you do your Law and Orders every
year. So what's going to happen with all those New York actors who've relied on at least one stint a year?
We're going to claw over the... fight and claw each other over what's left.
Well, Zach, the last time I saw you, you were playing a German on Broadway.
Yes.
Ludwig von Beethoven in 33 Variations.
Yes.
We had...
a different kind of German.
Yeah, but was it a similar accent? I can't remember.
No. I don't know what I was doing there last year as far as accents go. I was trying not to do one, but somehow it kept sort of the enormity of the event was sort of giving me some sort of... my big concern about this one was I started out doing the German accent, and I realized, I recorded it, and I realized, well, this is an accent from some little European country that doesn't exist. But for that one, I think that's the way to call that.
You also played played scary people. Thomas Cromwell. Well, I don't know. Thomas Cromwell is scary in A Man for All Seasons, but Dick Cheney in yes. David Hare's Stuff
Definitely
Happens.
Scary.
Yes.
You like to play big characters, I imagine.
Well, I get cast as them. I also, what are my favorite characters? The last time I was on your show, actually, was back in the 90s with the David Ray play, Do You Remember? A Question of Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And
wonderful play.
Yeah, yeah. So I need to play a nice guy pretty soon, I think, right?
Yes, you should.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But you also were in the first day of 24, weren't you?
Yes, I was, yeah.
So that meant you died?
No, I was sort of minused out by political intrigue.
I haven't seen you in any Law and Orders, but you're The Good Wife now, which is...
Yes. Well, actually, I did 6 Law and Orders over the life of the mothership that just got canceled. But yes, I've been lucky enough to recur a couple of times on The Good Wife. Hope to do it next season, too.
And then you've been in Zodiac, Fight Club, for David Fincher, Ang Lee's Ride with the Devil, Werner Herzog's Rescue Dawn, very different directors.
Yes, well, all wonderful, though, in their own way.
And then David here, he's just an amazing director. He's, I think, isn't he Edward Albee's favorite director? If Albee can't direct a play, he wants him to direct it.
That's really? Probably true.
Yeah. Well, I can believe that.
So the play is closing on the 20th after an extension. I suspect that in your case, you are sad to see it go.
I am sad to see it go, and at the same time, it's summertime.
What's next, the beach or something else?
Just little relaxing, and I'm going to do a play up at the Berkshire Theater Festival, an Albee play, incidentally, not directed by David S. Bjornson.
And you?
I'll be back to renovating my house until something happens.
Well, thank the two of you so much for being with us, Zach Grenier, Lisa Emery, both starring in Gabriel, which is an Olivier Award, by the Olivier Award nominee, Maura Buffini, at the Atlantic Theater Company. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Leonard.
Thank you.